Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Just Glow With It. My name is Jasmine, and here we talk about all things wellness, spirituality, personal development, self-love, and everything else in between. So if you're ready to grow, connect with like-minded people, and become the greatest version of yourself, then keep on listening. Remember to just glow with it. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I want to say happy 2019. I am so excited that it's finally 2019. I'm so excited for this year. I am affirming that it's going to be a year full of blessings, full of life transformations, opportunities, love, joy, and all of that good stuff. I am very, very excited for this year. I decided to make a podcast on how to actually set and achieve your goals for this year. Let's get started. Now, the first and most important thing is to get clarity on what it is that you truly want. To help you get started, I have created a free worksheet that will be available for all of you, and it's called the Intentional Goal Setting Worksheet. And it's basically an 8-page worksheet that will go over the 5 main aspects of your life, and I provide questions to get you thinking on what it is you want for yourself within each aspect of your life. And there's this space for you to brainstorm, and then there's a space for you to list your clear, concise goals and write down the steps you need to get there. So that is the first step. Get clarity on what you want. The reason why it's important to get clarity is because oftentimes we think we know what we want until we get it, and then we realize it isn't what we wanted at all. And this happens because we're influenced by what society tells us we should want, what our parents think we should want, our friends and our peers, and we don't take the time to consider what it is that we want for ourselves, because We are too busy listening to outside influences. And that is why I think it's so critical to shut out all outside voices and influence. Take some time to go within. Use this worksheet to really help you think about who you are and what you want to accomplish for this new year. Step 2 is to know your why. So it's important to understand your why when it comes to goals, because it's a good tool to use to help you stay motivated and to also remind yourself what you're working towards. But also, as I mentioned in step 1, knowing your why helps to identify what goals are truly important to you and what goals are not actually yours. And as I just mentioned, a lot of the times we make certain goals because it's what we think that we want, and then we reach it and it's not what we want at all. So in order to not waste your time and energy or feel any disappointment, know your why for all of your goals, because A, it's going to help you get clarity, and B, it's going to help you stay motivated throughout the process of achieving these goals. Step 3 is to eliminate and replace. And what I mean by this is you need to eliminate the bad habits, the bad thoughts, the bad beliefs that do not support your goals. And you need to replace them with habits and thoughts and beliefs that do support your goals. Now, this might sound simple, but what I found for myself and people that I work with is that eliminating bad habits can be a lot more complex than it seems. This step in the process, I feel, is going to require the most patience. And the first thing that you need to do is identify what your bad habits are, what your bad thoughts are, what your bad feelings are, and identify where it is that they come from. And once you're able to identify what it is that you need to work on, you can begin the process of reprogramming all of these thoughts and habits, negative feelings, and what has truly helped me transform my bad habits and thoughts were listening to podcasts such as this one, listening to informative and motivating videos, listening to inspiring people who I look up to, such as Oprah Winfrey, Gabby Bernstein, Tony Robbins, and other artists and successful people that I aspire to be like one day. Also, a lot of self-help books. Some books that have helped me with my mindset is Light is the New Black, The Universe Has Your Back, Zen and the Art of Happiness, 12 Stages of Healing, as well as A Return to Love. And I just think it's so important to constantly be learning and growing and trying to better yourself. Now, the fourth tip is to have self-discipline. I personally believe self-discipline is the fundamental element in achieving your goals and getting what you want out of life. I also believe that self-discipline is far more important and essential than being motivated. And here's why. When you are motivated, you do things essentially because you feel like doing them, right? You have that drive, you have that energy, and so you do it, and that's motivation. Self-discipline is doing things even when you don't feel like doing them. Even when every bit of you would rather do anything but work on your goals and such, when you have self-discipline, you do it anyway. And that's why I believe being disciplined is far more important than anything else. My suggestion on building self-discipline is to start small. Start with simple things such as waking up maybe 30 minutes earlier until it becomes normal to you. Also, you can cut off social media time by an hour if you notice that you're maybe on it a little bit too much, or just eliminate maybe one bad thing from your diet. It's important to keep in mind though that building self-discipline is like building a muscle. The more you practice and the more you stay consistent with it, the easier it will be for you. And my fifth tip is to have an accountability buddy. I found it's very, very helpful to have somebody around who is holding you accountable to your actions, but also you're holding them accountable to theirs. It almost becomes like a fun challenge and a fun game. And when you guys start seeing one another progress and get a little bit closer to your goals, it's empowering, and it's an empowering feeling, and it makes you want to push and strive even harder. For me, I find it super motivating when I see my friends and the people that I love and care about chase their dreams, and it's so amazing to like watch their transformation before your eyes, because it makes me happy for them, but it also makes me want to push even more for myself. So my sixth tip is to have tangible monthly, weekly, and daily goals. I think a main reason why most people don't achieve their goals is because oftentimes the goals may seem very unattainable and it can be overwhelming. And a perfect example of this is, let's say that one of your goals is to start a business. That is a very broad goal. That starting a business is the end goal. And that sounds really intimidating, especially for someone who knows absolutely nothing about business, doesn't know what kind of business they want, doesn't know anything about business. It can seem very overwhelming and like it's not very possible. However, if you break down your goal of starting a business to monthly, weekly, and daily goals, what that will look like is a monthly goal can be research business strategies and find which strategy may work best for you. And then the next month's goal can be create a business plan and then coach a client and It's really important to break down big goals into monthly, weekly, and daily goals. That way, you're being more productive, but also it's not as overwhelming and scary as it might seem. And my last tip is to be patient and enjoy the process. I believe it was Will Smith who says, "Fail early, fail often, and fail forward." Now, the difference between, in my opinion, the people who reach their goals and the ones who don't is the people who reach their goals see failure as an opportunity to learn, evolve, and grow. In the mind of most successful people, failure is not actually failing. It's more of a lesson learned. I believe by failing, you can learn what works for you, what doesn't. You will learn what not to do next and what you should do. And without failure, you cannot grow to be your best and highest potential. Enjoy your journey. Enjoy the failures and also enjoy your successes. Enjoy the challenges and also the uphill battles, because ultimately, if you really think about it, it's all to redirect you in the right direction. So try not to be so hard on yourself when things don't work out accordingly, or when they don't work out in the time frame that you hoped it would. What I've learned is that divine timing is so real, and the universe is never too early or never too late. And sometimes, whether it's with achieving your goals or in life, what I've truly learned is that the journey is much more important than the destination, because all we have right now is this present moment. And if you're constantly stressing yourself, overworking yourself, feeling overwhelmed in every present moment, when you get to your end goal, you're gonna look back on your journey and wish that you would have enjoyed it a little bit more. Especially, I feel like in the Western society, we've been programmed to hustle, hustle, hustle. We have to work hard to play hard, and we have to have blood, sweat, and tears to achieve anything great in life. And while I do agree that all great things do take hard work and effort, I do also believe that you don't have to stress yourself, and you don't have to overwork yourself, and you also don't have to just constantly be in this state of stress and anxiety, because life is meant to be enjoyed, and we need to reprogram this concept of working endlessly to achieve success, because the universe is always on our side, and the universe and God and our angels, they're here to guide us, and they're here to make life a little bit more easier. And the way to allow that to happen is by going within, listening to your intuition, listening to your higher self, and listening to what your body and what your mind is telling you. Those are my tips and steps on how to set and how to actually achieve your goals. I also want to mention that I have, depending on when you're listening to this, I have a YouTube video out on 9 things that I want to do more of in 2019, and it's also slash my goals for 2019. So if you're interested, please check that video out and let me know what your goals are for 2019. And as I've mentioned, the link to my free intentional goal setting worksheet, as well as my video on my goals for 2019 and 9 things I want to do more of in 2019, will be listed in the show notes. And that is all I have for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.